Starship Troopers, Disc 8.
I might be commissioned in the pampered pets, grow old and retire in it, and never even see my regimental commander. The Roughnecks had a company commander, but he also commanded the 1st Platoon, Hornets, in another corvette. I didn't know his name until I saw it on my orders to OCS. There is a legend about a lost platoon that went on R&R as its corvette was decommissioned. Its company commander had just been promoted and the other platoons had been attached tactically elsewhere. I've forgotten what happened to the platoon's lieutenant, but R&R is a routine time to detach an officer. Theoretically, after a relief has been sent to understudy him, but reliefs are always scarce. Well, they say this platoon enjoyed a local year of the fleshpots along Churchill Road before anybody missed them. I don't believe it, but it could happen. The chronic scarcity of officers strongly affected my duties in Blackie's Blackguards. The MI has the lowest percentage of officers in any army of record, and this factor is just part of the MI's unique divisional wedge. DW is military jargon, but the idea is simple. If you have 10,000 soldiers, how many fight? And how many just peel potatoes, drive lorries, count graves, and shuffle papers? In the MI, 10,000 men fight. In the mass wars of the 20th century, it sometimes took 70,000 men, fact, to enable 10,000 to fight. I admit it takes the Navy to place us where we fight. However, an MI strike force, even in a corvette, is at least three times as large as the transport's Navy crew. It also takes civilians to supply and service us. About 10% of us are on R&R at any time, and a few of the very best of us are rotated to instruct at boot camps. While a few MI are on desk jobs, you will always find that they are shy an arm or leg or some such. These are the ones, the Sergeant Hoes and the Colonel Nielsens, who refuse to retire. And they really ought to count twice, since they release able-bodied MI by filling jobs which require fighting spirit, but not physical perfection. They do work that civilians can't do, or we would hire civilians. Civilians are like beans. You buy them as needed for any job which merely requires skill and savvy. But you can't buy fighting spirit. It's scarce. We use all of it, waste none. The MI is the smallest army in history for the size of the population it guards. You can't buy an MI. You can't conscript him. You can't coerce him. You can't even keep him if he wants to leave. He can quit 30 seconds before a drop, lose his nerve, and not get into his capsule, and all that happens is that he is paid off and can never vote.